Thompson.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Heavily armed gangs on Monday try to seize control of Haiti's main international airport as they exchange gunfire with police and soldiers trying to repel them with no planes operating and no passengers on the site. Speaking Monday to reporters, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says the actions in Haiti underscore the need for a multinational response to assist the National Police Force.
We are closely monitoring the situation and condemn efforts by gangs to further destabilize and take control of Haiti.
It follows an explosion of violence in which armed gang members overran two of the biggest prisons and freed thousands of inmates over the weekend. Ukraine claims it has sunk another Russian warship in the Black Sea using high-tech sea drones as Kyiv's forces continue to take aim at targets deep behind the war's front lines. Russian authorities could not confirm the claim on Tuesday. We hear more from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Kyiv says a special operations unit destroyed the large patrol ship Sergei Kotov overnight with uncrewed vessels designed and built in Ukraine and laden with explosives. The patrol ship reportedly can carry cruise missiles and around 60 crew. The Ukrainian claim could not immediately be independently verified. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The World Health Organization said on Tuesday that malnutrition in northern Gaza was particularly extreme. Richard Pieperkorn, the WHO representative for Gaza and the West Bank, says that one in six children under 2 years of age were acutely malnourished in northern Gaza. Meanwhile, Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization, is remaining in Cairo for a third day of ceasefire talks. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it has carried out its latest strikes late Monday against Houthi rebels near Yemen. Its Iran-backed militants continue to threaten shipping lanes in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. U.S. Central Command reported strikes targeting two anti-ship cruise missiles and said it posed an imminent threat to vessels in the region. The strike came hours after a suspected Houthi attack targeting a container ship in the Gulf of Aden. China's foreign ministry said on Tuesday that its Coast Guard had taken professional and restrained, reasonable and lawful actions against Philippine vessels near the Second Thomas Shoal, which is a disputed atoll in the South China Sea. China's foreign ministry spokesperson from the Foreign Affairs Unit says that China's position on the shoal is clear. Footage shared by the Philippine Coast Guard shows it's colliding with the Chinese Coast Guard ship while escorting a regularly supply mission to Filipino troops that are stationed at a corrugated warship on the Second Thomas Shoal. Beijing claims sovereignty over most of the South China Sea, a claim that cuts into exclusive economic zones of several nations. In the United States, it's Super Tuesday. Elections that are being held in 16 states and one territory. Hundreds of delegates are at stake, the biggest haul for either party on a single day. In a dramatic departure from competitive Super Tuesdays in the past, the contestants are effectively sealed this year. We hear more from Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani.
Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump are looking for more lopsided victories today that would edge them closer to an expected general election rematch. The president has handily won every contest so far. Trump has taken 7 of 8, and Kyle Condick at the University of Virginia's Politics Center figures the domination will continue.
He may win every single contest,
which would up the pressure on challenger Nikki Haley to drop out. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea state media says its defense ministry has urged South Korea and the United States to stop military drills, saying that they are rehearsals of war and warning of consequences. South Korean and U.S. militaries kicked off their annual spring exercises Monday with twice the number of troops joining compared to last year, seeking to improve their responses to North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. An unnamed spokesperson of Pyongyang's defense ministry said it strongly denounces what it called frantic, reckless military drills and added that the United States and South Korea have to pay a dear price for their false choice. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller. VOA News.